Literary Hyperlinks, Contemporary Issue Consumerism, Don DeLillo. Born in New York in 1936, Don DeLillo is one of the most significant American writers of the last decades. The son of Italian immigrants, he grew up in the Bronx and in 1958 graduated from Fordham University. Before the publication of his first novel, Americana, 1971, DeLillo worked in advertising as a copywriter. During the late 1970s and early 1980s, he lived and traveled outside the U.S. for 3 years, in Greece and in the Middle East. In 1985, DeLillo received the National Book Award for White Noise. Among his other most famous novels are Great Jones Street, The Names, Libra, Mother Second, Underworld, The Body Artist, Cosmopolis, and Falling Man, a novel which evokes the events of the World Trade Center through one traumatized survivor. His last novel is Point Omega. DeLillo lives with his wife outside New York City. Focus on the text. White Noise. The plot. White Noise recounts the story of a college professor, Jack Gladney, his fourth wife, Babette, and their four children. Gladney teaches Hitler studies at a liberal arts college in Middle America. Among his colleagues is the cultural theorist Murray J. Siskind, a visiting lecturer on Elvis studies. In a reality dominated by an atmosphere of benign consumerism and white noise, radio transmissions, sirens, microwaves, washing machines, ultrasonic appliances, TV murmurings, death is nonetheless omnipresent. Menacing signs appear everywhere as reports of various disasters are broadcast frequently on television. Finally, a real toxic event originates from an industrial accident. The dark, lethal cloud floating over the characters' lives is full of NIUD&D. The radio reports a series of symptoms, ranging from skin irritation to sweaty palms, heart palpitation, déjà vu and coma. Despite his initial reluctance, Gladney finds himself joining the evacuation exodus, directed by amplified voice over loudspeakers and sirens. After driving for a while, Gladney and his family see the enormous dark mass of the event itself, illuminated by the search beams of helicopters. After a few days, normality resumes, though men in protective suits and German shepherd dogs continue to patrol the town. Sunset lasts for hours. The silent crowds watch the spectacular colors from the roads seemingly built for this purpose. Gladney secretly visits a diagnostic center that confirms his fear. NIUD&D is present in his blood and his life expectancy is dramatically reduced. Meanwhile, Babette admits she is taking a drug called Diller, which claims to remove human fear of death. Gladney then discovers that Babette had been having an affair with the sinister scientist Mr. Gray, in exchange for a supply of the drug. Gladney plots to murder Gray, but his attempt ends in comic farce. Wounded, he is taken to hospital, where he receives a salutary lesson in the necessity of belief from a philosophical yet atheistic nun. The novel ends in the supermarket, with a meditation on consumer culture as a new form of religion. The Omnipresence of Consumer Culture. Published in 1985, White Noise is an ironic and, at the same time, disturbing novel, portraying a society under attack from the white noise which surrounds and impregnates everything, and dramatically determines people's way of life. In the book, this background noise, like static or interference, is first of all a metaphor for the part of American culture composed of nothing more than the meaningless babble of TV or other mass media, consumer products and conversations, which are contaminated by information overload. But it is also a real presence in the form of the background noises of electric appliances, power cables, radio waves, etc. One of the most important characters in the book is the Gladney's TV set, whose transmissions blend with and shape the family's own conversation. Television is the primal force in the American home. Apart from TV, the other omnipresent force in the novel is the supermarket, which has become a sacred destination for the pilgrims of contemporary consumer society. Every time Murray goes there, he describes it as an unforgettable spiritual experience, a revelation. This place recharges us spiritually. It prepares us. It's a gateway or pathway, he says at the beginning of the novel. All the letters and numbers are here, all the colors of the spectrum, all the voices and sounds, all the code words and ceremonial phrases. Glennie and his family try to immerse themselves in the benign promise of endless well-being that the supermarket seems to offer, but are at the same time assailed by a feeling of impending disaster. Indeed, Toxic Event is the dark mirror image of the supermarket's paradise, and alludes both to the fact that consumer culture has terrible ecological implication, and to the idea that its atmosphere, timeless suspension, invites an event, a real disaster or cataclysmic transformation, to take place. Stylistic features. Stylistically, White Noise is in many ways characteristic of recent American postmodern fiction. We often find ourselves overwhelmed by a list of products typical of consumer society. The novel's opening page is almost entirely composed of a list of things that parents carry with them in the station wagons when they take their children to college, from stereos to computers to different types of junk food listed with great detail and precision. But these lists are not merely a catalogue. In Delilah's book, they often have the force of religious mantras or litanies, returning over and over again with the same mixture of desolate sacrality and excess, which characterizes the atmosphere of supermarkets and commercial malls. In this, Delilah performs an ironic reversal of the mood of T.S. Eliot's poem The Wasteland, which places the banality of modern life in contrast to fragments of meaningful cultural and religious tradition. In the world, Delilah describes, the waste of modern life has itself taken on a sacred dimension. In his prose, there is something at once sublime, ironic and sinister. Another interesting aspect of the novel is the presence of the language of American television. As the characters watch it almost hypnotized, fragments of TV programs are interwoven in the narrative. Delilah once said that when writing White Noise, he had the TV on constantly, and would frequently transcribe phrases that it emitted, as he found that what it broadcast was often much more surreal and absurd than anything he could invent himself.